Hello, I am William Gear. I'm 13, and today is January 20th, 2019. What is your name, and what is something about you?
I'm Joshua Gear. I am 58 years old, and I am your father.
So I heard you grew up part-time in the U.S. Virgin Islands. What was that link?
It was, I grew up in York, Maine, and when I was in third grade, my mom married my stepfather. And my stepfather was older and retired, and he spent his winters in St. Croix in the Virgin Islands. And so we started spending most of the winters down in St. Croix from third grade on, and then would come back to Maine in the spring or summer. And it was a big change.
So what was it like moving there and back and there? Were you more excited to go one place or another?
I was feeling a little very nervous and not sure about things when we first moved down there, because I'd always lived in New York and all my friends were in New York and family was in New York, and I knew that I'd never been to the Caribbean or never really knew anything about it and never been on an airplane before. So there were a lot of things going on. So I was, first time we went, it's hard. I don't remember everything, but I remember not being a bit worried about not knowing what to expect. My stepfather didn't even know, for instance, about the schools, if they spoke English in the schools or if it was Spanish, or really, we really didn't know anything about it. And it was, you know, nowadays if we're going somewhere and you want to learn about it, you Google it and you find all sorts of information about it and you see videos. We didn't have anything like that back then. It was, you know, the only way you found out about something was talking to somebody who'd been there and knew about it, and or reading, doing research in the library or looking at encyclopedias. So it was, there's a lot unknown, and I think I was very nervous about that. We went down, first time we went down, it was Pan American Airways, and it was me and my twin sister and my brother Danny, who was a freshman in high school, and my mom and my stepdad. My stepdad, I really didn't even know that well, because they hadn't been dating for that long, it didn't seem like. Or at least I wasn't aware of it. But and our dog Rebel, and our dog was a big old hound dog that I'd always grown up with. I never knew life without Rebel, and very sadly he got lost on the way down. We were switching flights in Puerto Rico, and he broke away from the people who were moving him and ran away, and they could never find him. So we didn't find that out till we got to St. Croix, till about a day later, and that was very sad. So it was a tough adjustment. And I'm trying to remember your question was about what it was like. So that was the first time. And then every spring we'd come back, and it wasn't even every fall or winter. There was one year, I think I was in seventh grade, I spent the whole year in New York. But most years we went down like around Christmas time. Sometimes we went down in September. And it was tough because leaving friends and going down there. And I remember when I was a kid, when I was like coming back, I didn't get back in time to try out or to sign up for Little League. So I couldn't do that. It was tough going back and forth.
So once you got into St. Croix for the first couple of years, what did you do for hobbies? What was it like? How was it different?
Well, it was different because it was the weather is the obvious thing. It's tropical climate. It never gets below 70, and in the wintertime, there's always trade winds blowing. The water is turquoise. There are coral reefs all around the island. In fact, right out front of our house, we lived we lived right on the water. It wasn't a beach. It was a sort of a little bit of a cliff, and you could walk down to the rocks, and then we could snorkel out there. There was a coral reef out there, and on the other a little ways away, there was a place where we sailed. We had a sailboat, so I learned to sail. My sister got into horseback riding. Horseback riding was very big down there. So I took up sailing. My twin sister took up horseback riding, and that's what we spent most of our time doing. When we weren't at school, it was we were either playing outside along the water, snorkeling, spearfishing, just regular fishing, or sailing, or my sister was horseback riding. So
were those things a really enjoyable thing to do to pass time, or was it a desperate thing to pass time?
It was sort of both. I enjoyed it, and I really, for me, sailing became a place to just I could be by myself. I could think about it. I could enjoy it. I had some friends that sailed, so I had to walk about a mile and a half, 2 miles from our house is where the yacht club was, I had a sunfish. That's what we sailed down there, and I could sail from there. I could sail a couple of miles down to a friend's house, or we go out, sail out to Buck Island. So that was, particularly as I got older and became a good sailor, that was something that I really enjoyed doing, either by myself or connecting with a couple of friends, and we'd sail out to Buck Island and snorkel or hang out at the beach out there. And so that was something. And for my sister, same thing with horseback riding. She would spend her days and weekends riding horses and showing horses, and she did both Western and English, and I rode a little bit too. That was fun, and she sailed a little bit, but we each had our own thing, and that was it was a nice diversion.
So when you came back to Maine, would you ever tell all your friends about it? Were they all interested in it, or was it just something that you did and you didn't really talk about it a lot?
It was just something I did when I was younger. So third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh grade. I think until I got to, I think kids weren't, I mean, they were, I don't remember them being terribly interested, and I didn't really talk about it much. The lifestyle was very different down there. And likewise, the people down there, they were used to island life, because most of the people, in fact, all the people I knew down there lived down there year round. So the fact that I would be going to school down there, and then saying goodbye to them, all my friends, the people that I knew, they stayed there year round. They didn't go back to the States like I did. So it was different. It was like living in two different worlds, and there were some good things about it and some not so good things about it.
What was the school like down there? Was it old and run down, or was it nice?
Well, in St. Croix, and this is where it was a bit of a challenge, because I'd always grown up in Maine and hadn't really been anywhere else. So I wasn't used to the racial diversity that of other places. So that was a big adjustment. The island was white people on the island were a minority. Most of the people were black or Puerto Rican, and that was the case for my friends. And the schools were the public schools were really in very, very poor shape, and they were not, my mom felt, not adequate for us. So and we didn't know any of this till we first got down there. But there were parochial schools and private schools, and I remember finding out about the first When we went down there, my mom and stepdad didn't know where I'd go, where any of us would go to school. So they asked some people, and I remember one time, in the first couple of weeks we were down there, I was driving to town. We lived way out at the end of the island, so town was about 10 miles away, the town of Christiansted. And we were driving, and he picked up a hitchhiker and a kid. So I was 10 years old, and the kid was maybe 2 or 3 years older than me, and he was hitchhiking. And I remember my stepdad asking him where he went to school, and he said St. Dunstan's, which was one of the, was a Episcopal school, Episcopalian school, in Christiansted. And so I remember my stepdad asking him about it, this 13 or 14 year old boy, about the school, and he told him where it was. And he said, my stepdad asked him where it was, and he said, it's above the Pueblo, which is, that was a supermarket chain down there, Pueblo. And, so I thought what I envisioned was this room or a couple of rooms on the second floor of a supermarket. And that's what the school was. And anyway, that apparently was all the research my mom and stepdad did, because that's where a couple of weeks later I was enrolled in going to school, and we had to had uniforms there. It was white shirt and gray pants, and girls wore white blouses and gray skirts. So that was the first school we went to, and my brother was in ninth grade. He went there, and my twin sister and I were in third grade, and we went there. And it wasn't, so that was a big adjustment, and it was, but it wasn't a very good school, and so we went to a different school the next year.
So what was it like while you were, like, actually in school? Was, like, were you, like, the class clown, or?
I was a pretty quiet kid in school, particularly then, I think, because I was sort of the new kid. I was, and I don't know how this, if I was one of the few white kids in the school, and my twin sister being one of the other ones, and which, you know, was, I don't, it didn't bother me, it just, I think it was just a whole new culture, and so I was pretty quiet. I was a pretty good student, but I don't, the school, well, it was, I don't remember doing any sports or anything, then once I got settled into another school, and I think I became a little more outgoing, and I don't think I was ever the class clown, but I had fun.
So during school, what were your main subjects? Did you have recess or sports or math? What were they?
Soccer was very big down there. That was so back then, soccer was very popular, and I learned how to play soccer. And that's something that was before soccer became big up here in the States. They didn't have football down there. They also had another sport they played, which is called cricket, which is kind of like baseball. I don't remember that they had baseball. But the sport I did mostly was sailing, but that wasn't a school sport. It was just, I just did that on the weekends. I sailed and raced a lot, while my sister did a lot of horse shows. So the subjects, it was the same curriculum as up here. It was in the schools, the private schools were probably comparable to the public schools up here. So it was interesting when I was in, after my freshman year of high school, my mom wanted me to, I'm not sure why she wanted me to go away to school, but she had me apply to Phillips Andover, and she didn't want me to, I think she didn't want me to finish high school down there. And so after starting my sophomore year of high school, I started living at Phillips Andover and going, I did my last 3 years of high school there. And that's where I graduated from.
Did you like going to Phillips Andover, or did you enjoy the New York schools and St. Croix schools more?
I like Phillips Andover a lot. I think I liked the York schools, but I really didn't get to go there. I went there 7th grade in part of a bunch of other grades. We'd start for a couple of months, but then we'd move to St. Croix. Schools in St. Croix I didn't like that much. I liked a lot of the people. I liked a lot of the stuff I did, but it was probably about over an hour bus ride each way to the schools, because we'd have to take one bus into Christiansted, and then in Christiansted we'd have to switch buses, and so it was a long bus ride. There were long days. And then the change, I think what I liked about Andover is I felt like I was got more connected with people, because when we lived in St. Croix, we lived way out at the end of the island, so I never saw my friends. There are no other kids out at our end of the island, and outside of school, I didn't see much of the friends. The friends that I sailed with actually went to different schools. One family went to a Catholic school, and another family went to a different private school. So these were kids that I would see them on the weekends and hang out with them, but didn't go to school with them. At Andover was great because it was a lot of different people from all over the country, all over the world, and I lived there, so I really got to know them. So it was that I think was a good experience being at Andover.
So after you graduated from Andover, did you ever go back to the Virgin Islands, or did you?
Yeah, I went. I think in college I may have gone to vacation. I took you. I don't know if you remember. Do you remember going down there?
No.
You know? Did you see the pictures of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were. So you were probably one or two. No, you were probably 1 year old. Yeah, you wouldn't remember that. We took you and your sisters and your brother down there, and we stayed. We didn't stay at my house. My mom was still going down there in the winter when we went down there. So this was probably, 10, 12 years ago. We went down for Christmas. Was it Christmas vacation? It was a winter, and spent a week or 10 days down there. So that was the last time I've been back there. It was with you and your mother and your brother and sisters, and we stayed at a hotel across the bay from my mom's house, just so that you guys could see it. But other than that, I love going down to the Caribbean. St. Croix isn't my favorite place in the Caribbean, so that's why when we vacationed, we go somewhere else down there.
Would you, ever want to go back there? I know you'd rather go back to the British Virgin Islands or somewhere else in the Caribbean, but would you ever want to go back there just to see your old house?
Yeah, I would. It would. I'd be very interested. The island has changed a lot, because when I was a kid, St. Croix was different from the other islands. The other islands, like St. Thomas and St. John, are very, very popular tourist destinations. And while St. Croix has a strong tourist economy, the big business when I was a kid had the largest oil refinery in the, or I guess it was largest cracking plant, but it was a big oil refinery, the largest one in the world, Hess Oil had on the south side of the island, and that was a huge industry. The other huge industry, Martin Marietta Aluminum Corporation, had a huge plant down there. So there was a lot of industry, a lot of business down there. But then when the Martin Marietta closed up, and then after that Hess Oil shut down their refinery, and that just devastated the economy. So the island tried to do, and I don't know how it's worked out, but they legalized gambling, trying to draw some tourist dollars that way. But I always wondered what happened to that oil, because that oil refinery was absolutely huge. It was monstrous, and that they shut that down. And I always thought that would have been a wonderful place to do. It seems like there's a lot of opportunity to take that land and do something with it, but I don't know what happened. So yes, I would be interested in going back down there. The island and the people, I still have friends down there that their families are down there, and it'd be fun to sail out to Buck Island like I did as a kid. That was one of my favorite memories, was sailing out to Buck Island. It's an uninhabited island 2 miles off St. Croix, and it has a largest underwater national park in the country. There's a snorkeling trail, so we'd go out and we'd tie up our boats out there and would snorkel, or we'd go onto the island and climb to the top of the island, and it had some beautiful beaches. So I wouldn't mind doing that again.
How big was St. Croix, and how big was Buck Island around?
St. Croix was about 30 miles long and about 5 miles wide. So and we lived way out at the eastern end. In Buck Island's about 2 miles off of St. Croix. There are a couple of small islands off St. Croix, but Buck Island was the biggest and the most popular. And I think that is about a mile long. And there's great diving and snorkeling all around Buck Island. The island at St. Croix, the northern part, it's surrounded by a coral reef. And the northern part, you have to know, when we were sailing out to Buck Island, you had to know the local waters, because there's only certain places you could go through the reef. Otherwise, your boat would get caught up and damaged if you didn't know where to go through the reef.
What was it like going to Buck Island? See, now I do it and it says pause, and it says recording up here. Thank you for telling me about your life as a kid in St. Croix and what it was like to move there, and and I have one more question for you. How has living in St. Croix changed you as a person?
I think one of the differences, one of the things I you remember going down to British Virgin Islands,
yeah,
and what it was like, and how, what do you think of, I mean, what are one of the things that you see is most different? I mean, what's, besides the climate, what?
I feel like the people are way different. They're not people who would just sit inside there. There's not very much things to do inside. There's a lot of outside things to do, like sailing, snorkeling.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think that's a big difference. And I think that certainly, that's different. The other thing is just culturally, at a young age, it made me realize how different the world was, and how, when I was 10, 11, 12 years old, up in Maine, my friends were not that much different from me. Down there, my friends were very different from me. And I remember once it changed me in a way. I remember I wrote a letter to my brother, who was at the Naval Academy at the time, my oldest brother. He was 10 years older than me. And I was writing a letter to him, and my mom read the letter. And in the letter, I said how I had been doing stuff with some friends, and I spent the night at my friend's house. His name was John Beagles, and it wasn't, just writing some stuff. And my mom said, she read the letter before I sent it, and she said, "Josh, why didn't you tell your brother that John is black?" And I thought that was one of the strangest questions I'd ever heard. I thought, why would I tell him? he was black. That doesn't matter. But apparently to my mom it mattered. And I think that's one of the things I learned down there. A lot of the kids, I was young enough where that stuff didn't matter to me. You grow up with kids who have different backgrounds, or you know, their skin's a different color, you don't even think about it. And then when I went to Andover, there's a lot more racial diversity than there is in York, because kids come from all over the world. My first roommate was from Hong Kong, and it made me, I don't know if it's changed me, but I think my perspective about people's differences, I don't know if it would be the same as if I hadn't had the opportunity to go to St. Croix. That and my love of the outdoors and in the ocean, I definitely would not have. I mean, I think being in St. Croix, you learn you're surrounded by the ocean and very aware of the climate, and I think you develop an appreciation for that. And I learned to sail, and so I can't remember what your question was. It was how did it change me? I think that's how it changed me, being in St. Croix, was those sort of different perspective. I learned at a young age to develop different perspectives.
All right. Thank you for being my interviewee.
Well, thank you. That was fun. I enjoyed it. It's fun reminiscing. Like some of those things I never even, I haven't thought about in a long time, and they sort of make me happy and sad and everything else at the same time. So thank you.